I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stand as bipartisan Senate negotiators work on a deal to boost border enforcement measures in exchange for Ukraine aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise. That would leave Congress with no clear path toward approving the White House's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other security needs. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans have a choice. Either help solve the problem,
or, you know, get in the way and score political points.
Johnson's insisted a House-passed immigration bill is the actual solution, though it had zero Democratic support and has virtually no chance in the Senate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, said it was a, quote, historic day after the announcement by the International Court of Justice in The Hague of interim steps in the case brought by South Africa against Israel regarding the enforcement of the Genocide Convention in the Gaza Strip.
We are digging into all the details in order to take the appropriate steps, which, of course, these steps will be in the Security Council. If one to look at the provisional measures separately and collectively, it gives the clear message that in order to do all the things that they're asking for, you need a ceasefire for it to happen.
The World Court ordered Israel on Friday to prevent acts of genocide against Palestinians and do more to help civilians, although it stopped short of ordering a ceasefire as requested by the plaintiff, South Africa. For additional stories, visit VOA News.